This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentle relapse. They're relapses that are requiring systemic therapy as opposed to a little nodule that requires surgical excision. But it's not just this. I'm now very much aware in my own circle of many people who are having, they haven't got melanoma, but they've never had anything before, but they've got lumps and bumps and they're not feeling well. And two people I've interviewed at great length, they all put it down to feeling awful after their booster. They were fine with the first two vaccines, or just had shivers, flu, etc. But they've described being very tired, very fatigued, wanting to stay in bed, and this has dragged on to the point where they've gone to the doctor, and they've had blood counts and investigations, and I now know seven of them. Two of them have leukemias, and the others have lymphomas, and one of them has a very bad myeloma, which he was absolutely sure was instigated by the booster as he developed the dreadful symptoms. So really I want to bring everybody's attention that I think that this does not look like a coincidence to me, and we need to join forces and see if this is a real effect, and if it is, we must stop all the boosters immediately. Thank you.
If the media was legitimate, they would be talking about one of the biggest crises that's happening in this country right now, which is a massive increase in all-cause mortality.
Yeah.
It's a massive increase, and they're completely silent on it. It's like in some age groups, it's a 40%+ increase in all-cause mortality, heart attacks, strokes, cancer. Gee, what do you think happened that changed where all of a sudden there's this massive increase and it coincides with something else? Don't you think maybe they would investigate that? Don't you think that like you would have some sort of investigative reporter that dives deep into this and gets to the bottom of it? No, they can't. Because of what
captured.
You said.
They're
because
captured. They're totally captured. 100%.
Again, we've got this from all the top virologists, scientists, you name it. This is settled science. That's why for 25 years they've tried to use mRNA in animals and in some human trials. Almost always causes serious illness and or death. Because when you add mRNA with DNA, your body grabs it and takes it right in the cell. So it's like the key that opens the door. So this is established, but now it is the Surgeon General of Florida saying this with the evidence. Something good DeSantis has done. That's why I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So we commend the Surgeon General. We reported on this 3 years ago, and we've had scores of doctors and scientists on scores of studies. It is absolutely critical information. So we are vindicated yet again. But I don't want to be vindicated. I want to stop the New World Order plan. All right, we're going to go on a break. We're going to come back in the fourth hour with the great Drew Hernandez. Please remember, this broadcast is listener-supported. We cannot do it without you. If you want to keep the show on the air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products at the same time. TurboForce is still discounted, even though it's close to selling out. TurboForce, 10 hours of clean, amazing, without the letdown, energy. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your TurboForce today and keep the broadcast on air. We need your support. Plus, this amazing product, also back in stock, sold out for what more than 6 months, is X3. Incredible tri-iodine, the deep breath crystal iodine, and two other types of iodine to help fully absorb in your body. It's the missing link. It's so important. It's 40% off. TurboForce is discounted too at InfoWarsStore.com. So X3 back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, if you want to support the broadcast and get great products at the same time, DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com has all the old original, super popular, nano silver patented products that we haven't had available for over 3 years. The super blue with the nano silver, with the tea tree, with the iodine, with the organic peppermint, without the fluoride, super blue, back in stock, but selling out quick at DrJonesNaturals.com, along with the nano silver wound gel, the nano silver immune gargle, all the other great toothpaste my dad, a dentist oral surgeon, has come out with, the turmeric toothpaste, the tooth whitening toothpaste, the charcoal toothpaste. It's all there at DrJonesNaturals.com. While you're at DrJonesNaturals.com, check out all the other great products as well. Some of them are available at InfoWarsStore.com. But most of them are not. They're available at drjonesnaturals.com, a great sponsor. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. All right, hour number four coming up with Drew Hernandez. And then at 3 p.m. Central today, the great Owen Schroyer with The War Room. Please join us and please spread the word, because you are the resistance. You are the modern ballroom.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarriors, welcome to the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the galaxy, in the universe. The Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Want to invite every single one of you guys, if you're tuning in on X, at Drew H Live, or at Real Alex Jones, make sure to reshare the broadcast right now. Let's get the information out. We appreciate it. Or wherever you're watching from, worldwide, band.video, InfoWars.com. We thank every single one of you guys for tuning in daily. We are all in this thing to the very end. But Elon Musk, I really wanted to share some comments on the situation between Elon Musk and fudge-packing Don Lemon. And you guys know me, I have a lot to say about this. But, you know, you guys know how I have felt very vocal on my own platforms, whether it be on X or my own show that I host Monday through Friday on Rumble, Drew Hernandez Live, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. And when it comes to Elon Musk, when it comes to anybody, when it comes to Donald Trump, when it comes to Elon Musk, when it comes to any populist, any individual in a position of leadership, whether they be in the media or whether they be in a position of political power or even in an educational institute position or the medical industry, it doesn't matter. We have to hold every single person accountable to who they are, what they say, what they claim that they're going to be, what they claim to believe in. And if the actions don't align with what they claim their worldview or their doctrine is, well, then we have to hold those people accountable to all of it. And I mean, Jesus made it very clear that you shall know them by their fruit. If an individual is a fraud, if an individual is a liar, if they claim to be on your side, well, if their lifestyle doesn't add up, if the doctrine they claim and that they proclaim and that they preach to everyone around them does not line up with the reality that we're living, well, then we have a serious problem. And so I like to give credit to where credit is due. I love the fact that Elon Musk has brought InfoWars back on to the platform, Alex Jones back on to the platform, Owen Schroyer back on to the platform. And there's still major issues of deboosting and throttling. Even my own personal X account is over 300,000 followers, and it's I might as well have 10,000 with the reach. And we've known about this, right? We've known about what Elon was pushing from the very beginning, that freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom of reach. Obviously, I believe that's anti-American. I don't think any billionaire, I don't think anyone with any type of, whether you're rich or poor, especially if you're a multi-billionaire, has the ability to not only redefine the First Amendment, but literally rewrite the First Amendment in the age of social media, big tech. And also there's the argument, it's a net positive with Elon Musk. Is Twitter 2.0 better than Twitter 1.0? I would say there's a lot of reporters and journalists from the beginning that were saying that Twitter 2.0 is way better than 1.0. But now that they're having to deal with the throttling and the severe deboosting, and really realizing just exactly what freedom of speech, not freedom of reach, really looks like, are having to deal with that reality. However, with that said, I have my critiques, just like everyone does. I have my critiques, and I have my praises of Elon Musk, same with anybody else, Donald Trump, I mean, anybody, right? The only perfect person is Jesus Christ himself, so there's, like, I'm going to tell you this, it is Antichrist. It is a cult, all right? If you get around a political movement or a religious movement or some type of scientific medical movement, you name it, right? The context, any movement you get a part of and you get around a centralized leader or individual that is immune or untouchable, that is not allowed to be critiqued, and you're not allowed to criticize them, then you have a serious issue. You're getting into cult territory, okay? Actually, you're in cult territory because there's nobody that's immune, because if you're dealing with a so-called perfect person, that doesn't exist. The only perfect person is Jesus Christ himself. And so with that said, I give praise to where praise is due, credit to where credit is due, and I absolutely love the way that Elon Musk is dealing with Don Lemon. And let me explain to you why. Because Fudge Packer Don Lemon represents something. He represents something in American media that is a total disgrace, that has no business even being called media, that is propaganda, that is mind manipulation, it is predictive programming, it's not even news. Don Lemon, in my opinion, represents something in the United States of America that has been rejected, that is disdained, that is repulsive. Not just the sodomy. That's a whole other broadcast, guys. I'm just talking about this age of fake news and manipulation in the name of news, in the name of media, state-run, state-approved propaganda. People hate CNN, dude. Okay? People hate MSNBC. Okay, we are, even Fox News with what they've done to Tucker Carlson. Listen, guys, I've said this publicly many times. The only reason I would ever go on Fox News was because of Tucker Carlson. Whenever I got the invitation to go on a show, that was the only reason I was willing to go on Fox. But now, no thing. Doesn't even cross my mind. Like, who wants to be on Fox News these days? Especially after what they did to Tucker, you know, it's crazy. And now look at Tucker. He's like bigger, like going independent it's a tough road. It could be a lonely road. Trust me, I know, but it pays off. It pays off in the end because look how much Tucker Carlson has exploded on his own independent. Jeez, the amount of views. Tucker Carlson would have never been able to interview Vladimir Putin if he was still hosting Tucker Carlson Tonight, restrained on Fox News. Because we've been given this, and this is why I love Band.Video, Video, Alex Jones, and this is why I love these independent systems that not only are obviously pro-free speech, but they're built with their own models and they're built on their own islands where they're autonomous and they have the ability to distribute and say whatever they want without being corporately controlled. I mean, I've been in media for, you know, a few years, and I've been around these spaces where they claim to be free speech, but obviously they're not. You piss off an executive and they tell you to tone it down. I've walked away from a lot of this kind of stuff. Hosted very successful shows on various different networks, and I find myself in this place of just independent God giving me the ability to do it. Now, I'm giving you this context because I view things this way. From like a media perspective, when I see someone like Don Lemon, right, and this is why I believe, I can't speak for Elon Musk, but the comments he's made in regards to canceling Don Lemon's deal with X, with some type of exclusive deal there, we don't know the extent of the deal. But we know that they had something there. I mean, Don Lemon is still allowed to post on X. I mean, they're trying to spin it and say that he's anti-free speech, and they're trying to spin it and say, well, he's obviously censoring speech by canceling our deal. But X has responded and publicly stated he's still allowed to distribute his content. Now, no one is saying that he can't post his show on the platform. He's willing to build an audience. That's fine. We're not gonna financially contribute to his show. See, this is where the commies come in, right? Because they believe everything belongs to them and everything's equal. See, this is why I'm getting to, in my opinion, the heart of the matter. That's why Elon Musk responded. And he said, it's basically, I'm paraphrasing, like doing CNN on X. And that's not the business model. That's not the media representation. I'm going to use that word, okay? I'm going to use that word, media representation, that I believe Elon Musk wants for X. I think he has a disdain for fake news. I think he clearly has a disdain for leftist woke garbage. I'm not quite too sure how red-pilled Elon Musk really is, based off of his whole freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom of reach stuff. There seems to be some type of middle ground he's trying to find, which honestly, I don't believe there is a middle ground. I don't. You may, with all good intentions, believe that you're trying to attain a middle ground by thinking that you're somehow unbiased in this culture war, in this spiritual holy war that we're fighting every single day, but it doesn't exist. There is no middle ground. There is no, you have to pick a side. You have to. Hey, Drew, you sound up.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right. While literally sucking a white guy's penis at home every single night. Yeah. Oh, yeah. White people are so bad. Yeah, never trust these fudge packers. I'm telling you, don't trust these people. Yeah, that's who they are. That's what this represents. It's this fake news. It's not reporting. It's not journalism. In my opinion, it is a total setup. And that's when I viewed this interview with Elon and Don, I think that's what Elon was picking up on. And I think that's why Elon responded on X and said, this is what is this? Just CNN on X? I'm not going to pay for this. And then even the response is the same. The response is the same, just to prove Elon's point. Because they set people up. They take an angle that's not seeking truth. They take an angle that's not seeking to ask the real questions to get somewhat of a real answer. No, they set you up. They angle their questions. This has been done to Alex many times. This has been done to me. It's fine. Like, you could be, you know, you're a grown man. You can handle yourself, answer the questions. It's just understanding the origin of what this really is. It's the spirit of deception and not authenticity. It's not news. See, but that's what pisses me off. Even if right-wingers do this, where they try to prop themselves up as like, well, I'm totally unbiased. I don't take a side. It's like, dude, don't try to lie to me and tell me that you're something that you're obviously not. Like, I would respect you more if you were to just say, I'm obviously a left-winger. I'm hard left. So a lot of the content you're going to get from me is going to come from that angle. Or I'm hard right. I'm a right-winger. I'm a Christian. A lot of the content you're going to get from me is going to come from that angle. So this is what you're going to get. And especially if you're in a business deal, that's the difference here. Like, I respect people more if they're just honestly transparent about who they are. So we know what we're getting. But what these people do is they try to act like I'm unbiased and I don't take a side. Like, get out of here, dude. Get out of here. Maybe some people are actually that stupid, you know? Maybe some people are actually that stupid and they believe these people. It's like, come on, man. And there's no such thing as an unbiased human being. Give me a break. All right. Just be honest about it. Just be honest about who you are and what you believe. And that's how you connect with people. That is how you connect with people. When it comes to the news and breaking down the stories, break it down, the facts, the truth, get to the fact of the matter. And if you have a bias as a commentator, as a show host, then just say it. Just say it. Like, you know what I mean? People respect you more if you're just honest about who you are. You don't have to sit there and deceive people. And I think, in my opinion, this is to give my analysis on this Elon Musk situation. This is why I think he cut his deal, because it makes sense to me. Because Don Lemon represents the age of dying fake news establishment corporate media. And I think that's why Elon responded on X and said, what is this, CNN on X? Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. So from a business perspective, from a media distributor business perspective, if I'm going to hire talent, I'm not going to hire a guy like Don Lemon. I'm not. That's not what we're trying to do here. I'm just trying to think, like, maybe this is where Elon's, you know, headspace is, you know, trying to usher in a new age of media where it's independent, it's free thinking, it's supposedly free speech, but at the same time, it's not this fake gotcha. And when I mean gotcha, it's like totally setting people up with this woke ideology to get a result of cancellation in front of the entire world. That's what I got. And I think that's what Elon was picking up on in the interview. And people are sick of that, dude. They're sick of watching that. We are sick of this woke garbage. We are sick of watching these woke communist setups trying to take down individuals that are standing for the United States of America. But here's the thing. You're free to do that kind of content. You have free speech. That's totally fine. If that's what you want your media brand to be, then you go and do that. That's fine, right? The problem here, and this is if you pay attention to the response, this is why Elon just shut it down. They're entering into a business deal with Don Lemon for an exclusive show on X. And as a result, because of the interview, it went south. You pissed off your boss. And this is what the woke blacks don't understand, because a guy like, in my opinion, a guy like Don Lemon has been so catered to as a woke gay black, has been so catered to by CNN and the mainstream media. A guy like that can't comprehend, all right, a business owner and a man like Elon Musk telling a woke homosexual gay black guy, you're fired, you're done, we're not going to do this. Thank you. You're not going to manipulate me as your boss. Okay, it's a business perspective. It's hiring talent. And if the talent doesn't represent what you want as your business, then that's totally fine. There has been no talk. There has been no decisions made. And this is what, in my opinion, Don Lemon is trying to spin on his ex and all over the media, jumping on CNN immediately, right? To try to spin it like Elon Musk is shutting down his right to free speech entirely. No, he just shut down your business deal because you're a stupid homo woke black guy that can't handle, respecting your boss or being told no. He has every right to do so. But these woke black people, they can't handle that. They've been so catered to. They've been so pampered. They've been so babied. They're such a ridiculous, pathetic, especially the woke homo blacks. They're the worst, dude. They are the worst. Oh, my gosh, dude. They cannot handle being told no. It is pathetic because they're such a pathetic, protected class where they literally can say and do whatever they want. In terms of in a business environment or context, and everyone just has to bow to them because of ESG and DEI, and you can't speak out against these people, because if you do, well, you know what's going to happen to you. Not only are you going to get canceled and publicly crucified by the woke, but also your business is going to get hit as well. Your ESG and your DEI points are going to go down because you told a black person no. Yeah, and that's why I'm thankful for Elon's stance on this, because he's taking a stance against that spirit and that mentality and this woke evil movement that is trying to hijack all of our institutions. It has to be resisted. It has to be told no. It has to be absolutely held back. And if you don't, you give them an inch, they're going to take a light year on you. You give them an inch, they're going to take... And also, I want to talk about the subject of the questions that Elon was asked. And I think Elon, could have thoroughly responded. But at the same time, it's the setup. Like, literally trying to just set up your boss. Like, it's, that's what I'm saying. Like, from a business perspective, it's not only disrespectful, but It's one way to get yourself fired. But the woke blacks, they don't understand this concept. They don't understand respect, especially in the workplace. All the woke blacks can comprehend right now is give me everything. Give me the job. Give me the money. Give me everything through affirmative action. Give me all the opportunity. It's owed to me. Oh, and by the way, give me all the reparations because, well, why? Well, because I'm black. It's that simple. We'll be right back.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But Less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All righty, InfoWarriors, we are back. I want to invite you guys to follow me on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'm the only verified Drew Hernandez on Rumble, so if you want to just search in the app. I go live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also follow me on X at Drew H Live. But above all else, guys, make sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Make sure to purchase or repurchase reoccurring all of the great products that are on the website that are continually in and out of stock. And we appreciate you guys for all of your continued support by funding the InfoWar here that is constantly under attack by the Soros operatives and lawfare that is constantly taking us into the future of a fight on all fronts, while at the same time funding the operations here, whether it be on the ground or in studio, to bring you the truth, tomorrow's news today, way ahead of our time, as InfoWars has always been. And so we thank every single one of you guys. Again, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Act now. Survival Shield X3 is back in stock. Save big with 40% off now. So go to InfoWarsStore.com to support the broadcast. Every single one of these broadcasts, but also every aspect of InfoWars. There's so much, guys. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes to make this machine really carry on into the future. There are so many great people working behind the scenes, whether it be on the shows or the content or the videos, whether in the store. InfoWars is an active machine with many, many parts. And so we thank every single one of you guys for your continued support. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, guys, getting back to this conversation about Elon Musk pushing back on fudge packer Don Lemon. You know, it's crazy when people get offended when I say that. It's like, he's a fudge packer. I don't understand. But I can't say that anymore, you know, less graphically. But, you know, anyways, people are just virtue signalers. And they're just retarded. So there's that, you know. But I want to get to the actual, well, especially the viral clips that have been going around that seem to have really, really sealed Don Lemon's fate because he had a deal with X. And I think that's part of Elon Musk's attempt to give an appearance of unbiased media or diverse media shows, talking heads, content on the X platform. Maybe in an attempt to say, well, see, look, we're just not like a far right wing platform. We pay for Don Lemon's show to spew all of his leftist nonsense, which is fine. You have free speech to do. But obviously Elon has pulled out because he doesn't want to pay for it now, which is totally fine, which is totally legal. But like I said before we went on break, is the woke blacks, they can't comprehend that. Like the woke blacks cannot comprehend being told no, especially when it comes to getting a job. It's like Don Lemon can't comprehend that Elon Musk doesn't want to pay for his woke garbage. Okay? Because that's everything, in theory, Elon Musk bought X for. To free it up of that. And to give actual more diverse voices and amplification of shows and content, which, again, I'm not really quite too sure how well that's working out because the freedom of speech not reach thing is actually doing a lot of damage to a lot of journalists and reporters. But at the same time, I think it's an attempt to bring on someone like Don Lemon to show a diverse of political viewpoints and shows. So we have something to point to say, well, see, look, we're not just, you know, far right amplified voices. We pay for Don Lemon's show. But Elon Musk is not a stupid man. I've never said that publicly. I don't believe that. I don't believe Elon Musk is stupid. I don't believe he's dumb. How advanced is he in his red pilling? I'm not quite too sure. I think he's got a ways to go. But I do think that he's identified how to resist this woke kind of corporate takeover mentality that you see in Disney, that you've seen some Disney CEOs like Bob Iger, they all bend the knee to all the woke within Disney. Even Bob Chapek before him literally bent down to the woke. That's how the whole don't say gay nonsense that popped off in Florida when it was just literally opposing homosexual LGBTQ teachers from having little secret personal relationships with your children without any parental consent. That's what the bill was really about, right? But at first, you guys remember when Bob Chapek and Disney, he came out and said, you know what? We don't want anything to do with this. We're just going to stay out. Let's just create good entertainment for children. That's wholesome. Let's stay out of this whole fight. But then the woke all rose up and they all complained. And Bob Chapek switched his tune right before Bob Iger came in. So it's like it's this commie thing, right? It's the communists. It's the takeover. It's the threat of cancellation where the CEOs, and obviously because of ESG and DEI, and there's a consequence there as well publicly, all together where you're getting all these homosexuals, you're getting all of these woke blacks and all of these woke minorities and You know, everyone that's on the damn intersectional totem pole all rises up against you because they want you to take a side. That's why I said you got to take a side. You will take a side. You will choose either good or evil. The other side will make you choose. And this is why I don't understand where our side doesn't do this. We are not as aggressive as they are. Because when they want something done, oh, they mobilize, they get their activists, they immediately send a message to the top. You side with us. You side with evil. You side with what we want, or else, right? But when it comes to, like, even the church, and I'm talking about, like, holding people, you know, speaking truth to power, holding people accountable, not with violence, but just making ourselves publicly really aware. I would say the most effective operation that we've had as of recent is the Bud Light boycotts. That's a perfect example. I think that should be happening more. That should be happening more with various different companies and institutions, even political figures that are not getting the message. Doesn't matter who it is. But I think we need to get a little more aggressive on that front. Not saying violently. I'm just saying in terms of activism and making our voices known. But when that side rises up, there's a cancellation there, and they bow down to the woke mob. And I think that was the situation that Elon was discerning in this conversation, in the interview between him and Don Lemon. We'll see the full thing. I think it's supposed to air on March 18th on YouTube or something like that. So we'll see the full thing. But it obviously didn't go well. But it's even the question itself, and I really wanted to get into this, and we're going to go to break in about a minute and a half, but even the questions themselves is exactly why I think Elon responded this way. Because I would respond the same way as well, especially if you're a business owner, you just hired this guy, you're going to be flipping the bill for his show, it's going to be getting promoted. And if that's not what you want, it's okay to be a left-leaning talking head commentator if that's what you want to do, but the spirit of what you tried to do with this, like, cancellation publicly, so a woke mob arises to try to discredit the individual that you're interviewing, that's what people are sick of. And Elon Musk has every right to pull the financial plug on that and say, yeah, we're not going to pay for that. That's not the kind of media that we are trying to promote and pay for here on X. If anything, that's why he bought X, to put an end to that and literally a death, okay? The death of corporate media, I think that's where Elon is trying to take X. And I personally think the freedom of speech, not meaning freedom of reach thing, is going to hold him back from accomplishing that. I really do. But however, I still see Don Lemon, in my opinion, that's what it looked like to me, is this old corporate America mainstream fake news tactic to try to discredit and control your boss, to get him to capitulate, bend his knees to the woke, and apologize and repent in front of the entire cult. And I'll get to the questions when we get back from the break, because that's the crux of this whole thing. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Particularly X are pointing out the fact that it's pretty obvious that Don Lemon's a hypocrite. We all know that. I remember when President Donald Trump was deplatformed, Twitter 1.0, sitting U.S. president silenced within seconds. Don Lemon immediately went on CNN and was totally for it, or seemed to be, and tried justifying it, saying various things in favor because it was political violence was the result for allowing individuals like that on platform, especially in influential positions of power. But now he's crying, whining, and complaining all over the news today because Elon Musk canceled his deal. Because Elon, as his boss, didn't like how he disrespected him as an employee. Like, I understand that. Whatever. All right. But the woke blacks, they don't understand that. But let's get to some specific questions that were asked, where you take a look at the clips and you see Elon was just not having it. Not having it because he knows exactly what this is. It's not an interview. It's not just asking hard questions, because I hate the softball thing, right? But they're questions designed to set you up for advertisers to come after you. They're specific questions designed to prop up in front of the whole world to take down your character. And it had to do with replacement theory, replacement migration, which is 100% not a conspiracy theory, which is 100% not some type of white supremacist fear-mongering theory that is out there in order to warp the minds of Americans to get them to believe something, to take some type of violent action, because he's been all over CNN all day today. It's spewing this nonsense. You see, but this is what people are sick of, and that's why I approached this whole rant from that perspective, where this has everything to do with people are sick of this. Because these questions of, oh, well, do you believe that you're amplifying replacement theory and replacement migration theories all over your platform, and there are millions of people that you are contributing to that? Don't you feel a responsibility as the owner of the platform? And if free speech is free speech, then you have to be content and okay with what anybody is saying. Now, obviously, we know someone like Don Lemon, you know, in my opinion, doesn't understand that and can't comprehend that, because he always ties things to, well, that speech leads to real world violence. And even today, all over CNN, he's talking about, well, black people get shot and Latinos and people of color get shot because white supremacist shooters, they use the same terminology in their manifestos of replacement theory and replacement migration. And Elon's amplification on the platform and not doing anything to suppress that or censor that, he is partaking in the murder. That's essentially what Don Lemon is getting to. But here's the thing. Well, hey, Don, why don't you talk about the homosexual shooter that murdered four Christian little kids and a couple of Christian educators? Why don't you talk about that homosexual shooter? Oh, what about the homosexual shooter that showed up to Joel Osteen's church? What about that? Oh, they don't bring that up because they can't. Because they have a political bias. And they're not going to admit that. But it's meant to draw support to one side and one side alone. So it's not news. It's not even commentary or analysis with a self-proclaimed bias. It's propaganda. It's propaganda that's meant to get you to believe something without them being transparent and honest about what they're producing to you. And that's what people are sick of. And that's what people are so sick of this. And I think Elon Musk understands this, because here's the thing. Replacement migration is 100% real. We are all experiencing. Why do you think all the exit polls, this is becoming the story in 2024. Listen, guys, I don't know if we're going to get a legitimate free and fair election. I don't know. I don't know if the riggers are going to come through and rig like they did, in my opinion, 2020. If by some miracle we get a free and fair election, and I believe Trump is going to just destroy, slaughter anybody they put up against him. There's two reasons why. Because all of the exit polls in 2024, even in California, I don't know if you guys paid attention to Super Tuesday, but one of the biggest stories coming out of Super Tuesday was MSNBC, CNN. They could not comprehend that the exit polls, California voters were saying that they care more about inflation and illegal immigration more than any of the social issues, any of that. And these people like Joy Reid, all these homosexuals on MSNBC and dirty lesbians, they could not comprehend that people care more about their own bank accounts and their safety combating illegal immigration more than LGBTQ woke, let's just pour all kinds of sodomy on your children. You see, but that's quickly a result of, and I think is a good sign. I think it's a good sign that we still have a percentage of the population that is not fully willing to capitulate and surrender to the Great Reset, because that's what it is. It's a controlled demolition of the economy. That's why we're all experiencing it. While alongside, it's the replacement migration operation. We are experiencing levels of illegal immigration. And guys, I'm going to tell you, if you guys have noticed, Trump keeps saying we're going to have 15 million, 20 million illegals imported into this country. When the mainstream media has been reporting the Border Patrol numbers where it's 8 million since Biden was inaugurated in 2021. 8 million illegals have been imported into the country, resettled throughout various different U.S. states. It's tripled, it's quadrupled. And when you hear Trump say 15 million, he's not just exaggerating. When you talk to Border Patrol agents and you ask them, and I have my contacts, guys that are literally tasked to document the numbers, they say, these numbers we report to the federal government, these are only the numbers that we can confirm and identify. There are millions of others that are getting across freely every single day that we are not even seeing. And so I can assure you, I think we'll probably have about 20 million undocumented illegal aliens in the United States by the end of 2024. I feel comfortable saying that with the amount of Border Patrol agents I've talked to, it's looking like that. And right now we're experiencing, it comes in phases. Mobilization took place when Biden was calling to immediately surge the border, 2019, 2020, 2021. They immediately started to mobilize from various different countries. And then the next step, we went from mobilize and they went to importation. We've been importing these illegals since 2021. The next phase will be activation. We've seen nothing yet. You think the Lake and Riley situation is bad? You're seeing 12-year-old little boys getting hit by illegals, drunk driving. They have to pull the plug on the life support. There's little girls getting raped. The illegals are meeting them on social media. Autistic girls are getting killed and murdered by illegals. The physically and mentally disabled. It's just, this is just the beginning. Wait till they get activated. That hasn't happened yet. And they will. You think 2020 was bad? With BLM and Antifa getting activated to burn down American cities in the middle of a lockdown? We've seen nothing yet. That was just a beta test. We have probably, right now, probably like 12 million illegals just waiting to get activated. Wait till we get some kind of George Floyd 2.0 situation. You see all these illegals fighting with cops in the streets? They're kicking them in the back of the head. Just wait until one of these police officers, in self-defense, and rightfully so, life or death situation, shoots and kills in self-defense one of these illegals. It's going to get crazy, guys. We've seen nothing yet. You thought George Floyd was bad? It's going to get worse. And the reason why I say that is, this is why I believe Elon pushed back on this whole Don Lemon crap and cut his deal. Because people are sick of this. People are sick of, when we are facing reality, the top two exit polling issues in 2024, out of all the caucuses and all the primaries, are inflation, illegal immigration. And you got fudge packer Don Lemon interviewing Elon Musk, just got a new deal to air his new show, whatever the deal comes with, he could still air it. Just got a new deal interviewing his new boss, trying to prop him up to get him to deny that replacement migration or replacement theory is not real. See, that's what people are sick of. And that's what Elon Musk doesn't want to pay for anymore, which I agree. Because people are done with fake news. People are done with this crap, this state-approved propaganda. People are done with being lied to. This is why the rise of alternative media has been so dominant and successful, and it will continue to. And InfoWars is a part of that. And you, the InfoWarriors, are a part of that as well. Band.video, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. If you're watching on X, reshare the broadcast, take the links, share them everywhere, get the information out. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Follow me on X, at Drew H. Live, and Rumble. Just search Drew Hernandez. The War Room is up next. Don't go anywhere when we come back from this break. We'll see you guys on the next.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.